Part 31, Chapter 9. Perhaps because she had been so weak, it was 5 hours and Chirk had not stirred. Johnny had moved his chair into the foot of the bed and sat there with an air mask on. Patty had tried to come in, but Johnny had blocked her until he could find another mask. Breathe gas could send one into convulsions. So Patty now sat with her back to the wall, cross-legged on the floor, watching Chirk. The cyclo's breathing seemed to be less shallow. Or was he just being hopeful? No, he wasn't. Chirk had moved a paw. Very slight, but she had moved it. After a long time, Chirk let out a fluttering sigh. She opened her eyes and looked dully about her. She finally focused on Johnny. She simply looked at him for quite a while. Then, abruptly, Chirk hitched herself up on her elbows and said with some authority,
"Johnny, did you send that library form in like I told you? The Home Office is going to be pretty cross if it finds you've got an incomplete set of books down here."
Johnny heaved a sigh of relief. Part of it was for the practical value of this. Part of it was for Chirk herself. He was about to answer when she caught sight of her arms. Puzzled, she said,
"What am I doing so thin?"
She hitched herself up a little higher.
"Why am I so weak?"
"You'll feel stronger when you've had something solid to eat. We have some very good goo food now, and even some chew roots."
Her interest was immediate, and then faded.
"I've been here for some time, haven't I, Johnny?"
"A while."
She thought about it. Then she stiffened.
"I've had lapsin. It's incurable."
She let out a wail.
"Oh!"
"It's cured,"
said Johnny. She thought about it. Then another upset took her.
"But why didn't they vaporize me? The Catrists!"
"I think you'll get well. In fact, I think you'll be healthier than before."
She thought she understood.
"Oh, you're sitting there so they won't come in and vaporize me. Johnny, that's brave and I should thank you. But you can't stop the Catrists. They're the law. They're beyond any law. They can do anything they please, even to the Emperor. Johnny, you better get out of here before they come."
Johnny looked at her for a while. What a world of terror and cruelty these cyclos had lived in. He said,
"I'm sitting here to tell you the news, Chirk. I fired the Catrists."
Well, it was true, wasn't it? Even if he didn't really know what a Catrist was, if they'd been on Cyclo, they were fired. Radioactively. Chirk sat up higher, shedding the dullness.
"Oh, Johnny, that was awfully nice of you."
She swung her legs to get off the bed.
"Where are my clothes? I better get to work or I'll have another black mark on my record."
She tried to stand.
"I'd take it easy,"
said Johnny. Then, an inspiration.
"It's your day off."
She sank down on the bed, shaking with weakness and evidently dizzy.
"Oh, that's lucky. Will it be all right if I come in tomorrow?"
Johnny assured her that it was. He went out and found the two females, and perhaps because of his reassociation with Kerr, he told them he had an order that exempted Chirk from being vaporized, and that if they harmed her, he'd dock their pay and put black marks all over their records, and they better go get her some goo food and chew root and help her take a bath. They did not misunderstand him. Whatever else he said, he had a palm resting on his belt blast gun. They understood that.